Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, October 18. Coming up, government commits $30 million to health and safety initiative in schools. Prime Minister urges agri-industry to focus on standards and health minister to review report on deaths of infants at Victoria Jubilee Hospital. The details after this message.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, October 28, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m.
Now the news. The government has committed $30 million towards a three-year program to furnish schools with medical equipment as part of emergency plans at the institutions. Under the Health and Safety Initiative, $10 million will be spent each year to ensure medical emergency standards are achieved for the hosting of sporting activities. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says he will work closely with school administrators to finalize plans.
I am to work with the principals and ISSA to work out the details and ensure a simple thing like we have stretchers available at every sporting activity.
The Education Minister was speaking at a special ceremony where Team Jamaica Bickle presented 15 automated external defibrillators, AEDs, to schools island-wide. The AEDs are portable electronic devices which diagnose life-threatening cardiac issues. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling for the introduction of a more rigid quality assurance and standards framework for Jamaica's agricultural produce. Mr. Holness says if agriculture is to achieve its full potential in contributing to Jamaica's economic growth, the industry must diversify its export markets. He says in order to do so, local farmers must adhere to strict growth and production standards that will guarantee Jamaican products are universally high quality.
There's no doubt that we will be able to produce a very high quality cocoa bean. Same thing with coffee. The issue is, can you do it over and over and over and over and over again at that high standard in the time required, in the quantity required, in the specifications required?
The Prime Minister urges farmers to collaborate with the Bureau of Standards as part of efforts to establish strong quality assurance frameworks. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, is encouraging micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to take advantage of non-traditional platforms to market their products and services. This in light of research conducted by the JBDC that shows the majority of MSMEs polled lacked adequate marketing, which is affecting their earnings. The research was conducted between March 2014 and November 2015 with 1,500 MSMEs that were randomly selected from the database of the company's Office of Jamaica. Head of Research and Project Management at JBDC, Lisa Taylor-Stone, says more than 81% of the group that participated in the research did not have a marketing plan.
We found that over 89% of them who reported the greatest need in marketing assistance, in marketing strategy, and market research were more likely to earn less than $5 million Jamaican dollars per annum.
Ms. Taylor-Stone is encouraging entities constrained by access to capital to utilize different and cost-effective methods such as umbrella marketing and the cluster approach. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says he will be thoroughly reviewing a report on the deaths of four newborns at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital, VJH, last month. The babies who were in the special care nursery neonatal care unit at the VJC died within 2 days of birth. Investigations have shown that the deaths were linked to the Group B Streptococcus GBS infection. The findings of the report indicate that in all cases, the transmission of GBS was from mother to infant rather than a healthcare facility-associated infection. Speaking at a press briefing at his New Kingston offices last week, Minister Tufton extended condolences to the families, noting that counseling services will be provided. He says following the review, consultations will be held with experts and possibly the parliamentary opposition. Chairman of the Southeastern Regional Health Authority, Sarah Philip Armstrong, says the committee that drafted the report has made recommendations for hospitals offering maternity services. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.